Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Actor Leonard Nimoy, known to so many of us as Mr. Spock on Star Trek, has another side. He's also an enterprising photographer. A solo show of Nimoy's portraits called Secret Selves just opened at Mass MoCA in North Adams, and a retrospective of his work is on display at the Michelson Gallery in Northampton, where we met up with him recently. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, Nimoy's Secret Selves explores some very provocative questions and is part art, part therapy.
Who are you? Okay, now, who do you wish you were?
I'm fascinated with the idea that most people do have some aspect of themselves that doesn't come to light very often, that is a hidden or fantasy or secret part of themselves that they don't get to display.
You probably recognize that voice. It's Leonard Nimoy, who for so many years played a logical, pointy-eared Vulcan. But he's been fascinated by this deeply human inner conflict since he studied Aristophanes in drama school. Nimoy says the Greek playwright and philosopher had a wild notion that humans, at one time, were double people. And we were powerful, angering the gods. So Zeus split us in two. Since then, Aristophanes said, humans have been full of anxiety, trying to reintegrate and feel whole again.
When I read that story, I thought, I wonder if there's something here that could present itself photographically. If we ask people to come as this other part of themselves that they're missing or that they fantasize about, what might we see? And we got this wonderful collection of people.
Nearly 100 showed up for a casting call here at the Michelson Gallery last year. A foster mom revealed her sexy side. An art journalist dressed as a mad scientist. Then there's Tammy Two-Tone, a transgendered former Marine. She says Nimoy tapped into her very real personal conflict, how to live as a man by day and a woman by night. At the photo shoot, Tammy Two-Tone says Nimoy asked probing questions about her split personas. Through the process, she truly connected with her hidden self.
Since this was a big turning point in my life, I stopped and I decided to transition. I can count Leonard Nimoy as very much responsible for that, or blame him. Either way.
Tammy Two-Tone isn't exactly sure how Nimoy did it, but she suspects her comfort level with him stems from her affinity for the half-human, half-Vulcan character he played on Star Trek.
Because of the duality of his character, and I identified with that, living in two worlds and trying to make the best of it. So that was always an image or a character that I grew up with that I really sort of clung to.
But Nimoy himself has struggled to leave Spock behind. In 1977, he wrote an autobiography titled, I Am Not Spock. Then in 1985, I Am Spock. But Nimoy's gallerist and friend Rich Michelson says all along the actor has been studying and shooting photography.
It's my job to let people understand that this is not just a side hobby for Leonard. He's been a serious photographer since age 13. He has the technical ability, he has the vision, and he's spent his whole life in many ways exploring this subject.
But even Michelson admits he still gets a jolt when the phone rings.
And it's Leonard on the line with that wonderful voice. No matter how many times we speak, it still reminds me of the old shows.
There's a magical event takes place when you snap the shutter. And then you develop the film, and there it is. You've captured that instant.
Now, at age 79, Nimoy says he's giving up acting to pursue his photographic side full-time.
It's different than acting, because acting is ephemeral. When you've done the acting, it goes away, and you can't hold it in your hand. I can make an object, and that's always been important to me.
With Secret Selves, Nimoy has a bunch of objects hanging at Mass MoCA and also at his gallery in Northampton. But before ending our interview, of course, I just had to ask, does Leonard Nimoy have a secret self?
I've acted them all out. I don't have any secrets anymore. I've played all kinds of people. I've played crazy people, sick people, well people, happy people, bad people, good people, smart people, dumb people. They're all gone. I'm back to just myself. I'm integrated. I'm okay. Don't worry about me anymore. I'm fine.
As for us, though, Leonard Nimoy hopes we'll boldly strive to get in touch with the parts of ourselves that lurk beneath our exteriors, because he says that's what makes us human. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Folks roam the earth like big rolling kegs. They had two sets of arms. They had two sets of legs. They had.
To see some examples of Nimoy's photographs, go to our website, WBUR.org.
So they could watch all around them as they talked while they read.